the horrors of World War II and the humanity that emerged from it forever linked Albany with a city in northwestern Europe in a friendship forged with flowers. In 1944, U.S. troops liberated war-ravaged Nijmegen, the oldest city in the Netherlands, which had suffered greatly under Nazi Germany. In 1947, Mayor Erastus Corning, conscious of Albany's Dutch history, spearheaded a citywide initiative that resulted in sending badly needed relief, 300 tons of supplies, including food, clothing, toys, and construction materials, to rebuild Nijmegen. Two cities, 4,000 miles apart, and 70 years later have become the municipal equivalents of best friends forever, according to Gavin Berger, Albany's interim director of cultural affairs.
Nijmegen in the Netherlands, our sister city, which we've had a long history, which is basically the birth of the Tulip Festival, when we were given the tulips that began Tulip Festival.
Of course, there's more to the story, as told by Anja Adriens, founder of FAN, the Friendship Albany-Nijmegen Association.
Queen Wilhelmina donated 2,000 tulip bulbs in 1948. And the connection to Nijmegen, which is of course interesting to us, is that our mayor in Nijmegen, Mayor Hustings, and Mayor Corning in Albany, they were in contact, and Mayor Hustings was asked for advice, how can we contact the Queen, and can we contact the Queen, because we want to have a Albany flower. We think of having the tulip as our city flower. And then they asked through Hustings, I think, the gardener of the Loo. The Loo is the palace of Queen Wilhelmina. And Queen Wilhelmina, she proposed a new variety of the tulip, which was the Orange Wonder. And so now you have the Orange Wonder as your city flower.
That crate of tulips helped Albany launch its signature social event, this weekend marking its 69th year. Berger extending the city's invitation to one and all to be part of what has become a local rite of spring.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have rain, but rain or shine, we will be out there. Our vendors will be there. Last year we had rain and we still had a great time. Right up till today, the tulips have been perfect. The good news, it looks like this rain is only going to be mostly on Saturday, and on Mother's Day we'll hopefully have less rain.
Berger notes Adriens will be part of the Tulip Festival, adding another link to the chain of friendship between Albany and Nijmegen.
She will be at the tent this Sunday, including some pretty cool panels and video and history of that great partnership.
The 69th annual Tulip Festival is Saturday and Sunday in Albany's Washington Park. And there's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.